Australian AI Leadership Crisis. Australian AI leadership is at risk. Learn why bold public investment is needed now to stop falling behind global rivals. Introduction: The future is here, but is Australia ready? Australian AI leadership is on the line. Around the world, nations are racing to dominate artificial intelligence, renewable energy, and high-tech infrastructure. Yet while China launches world-first thorium reactors and builds megadams to power its AI data centers, Australia appears content to let private companies take the lead. Statbox, global technology shift. China operates the world's first thorium reactor, 2025. Yarlung Tampu Megadam will generate more power than the UK uses in a year. Global EV sales hit 17 million in 2024, up 25% on the year before. Why are we not matching this ambition? Is it political incompetence, or is there a deeper reason our leaders rely so heavily on private enterprise to do almost everything? As Australians, we pride ourselves on innovation, yet we risk watching the next industrial revolution pass us by. The problem: why Australians feel stuck. Root cause: policy paralysis and the private-first approach. At the heart of the issue lies an Australian innovation policy that is timid and reactive. Our governments discuss competing globally but fail to make the long-term public investments necessary to lead in AI, energy, and infrastructure. Instead, they lean on corporations whose investment horizons are often just 3 to 5 years. Power grids, renewable energy networks, and AI research facilities require decades of planning, and private funding alone cannot shoulder that burden. Read more on Social Justice Australia about why privatisation fails citizens. How can we expect to lead in AI when our infrastructure is designed for yesterday's economy? And why are we allowing short-term profit motives to dictate our national destiny? Consequence for citizens: a nation missing its moment. The result is an Australia where ordinary people feel excluded from the opportunities this technology boom could bring. Without strong Australian AI leadership, we risk becoming consumers of foreign innovation instead of creators. China, for example, is building renewable energy capacity so large that it can anchor its currency to electricity. That kind of renewable energy leadership is not just about power, it is about influence over the global economy. According to the World Bank, such capacity investments deliver long-term stability and growth. Yet here, our leaders speak of fiscal restraint instead of public purpose. The impact: what Australians are experiencing. Everyday effects: missed jobs and higher costs. When public investment lags, Australians lose out on the high-skill jobs that AI, clean energy, and advanced manufacturing can deliver. We also face rising costs as private monopolies control critical infrastructure. This isn't just about missing out on GDP growth. It's about our future as a fair and competitive nation. We can do better. We must do better. Read how infrastructure investment could change lives. If China can train hundreds of local technicians in West Africa to run new hydropower stations, why can't we train Australians for the AI energy economy? And if we have dollar sovereignty, what excuse do we have for not doing so? Who benefits? Private profits, public risks. Presently, the status quo works well for multinational corporations that get government contracts, subsidies, and minimal oversight. Public money flows out, while the profits flow up. Using public funds to de-risk private projects means taxpayers carry the burden without owning the results. If Australian AI leadership continues to be outsourced, the rewards of innovation will also go offshore. The solution: what must be done? Australia's monetary sovereignty and reform options. Australia issues its own currency. That means, unlike households, our federal government can always fund investments in AI infrastructure, renewable megaprojects, and advanced research. Modern monetary theory, MMT, explains that the real limits are resources and skilled labour, not money. A genuine Australian AI leadership plan would use this dollar sovereignty to build national AI supercomputing centres powered by renewables, upgrade our power grid to support AI, EVs, and industry, fund public R&D hubs in partnership with universities, policy solutions and demands. To ensure Australian innovation policy delivers, we need massive public investment in AI and renewable infrastructure, national training programs for AI, robotics, and energy technology, public ownership of key assets to keep profits in Australia. Long-term planning 20 to 30-year strategies, not election cycles. Transparent accountability for how public money is used. Imagine an Australia where clean energy powers our AI industry, creating jobs, boosting exports, and enhancing national security. That is the future we can choose. Frequently asked questions. Q1. Why is Australian AI leadership important? It determines whether we shape the global AI economy or consume what others create. Q2. Is private enterprise enough to lead in AI? No. AI infrastructure requires long-term investment, which private firms rarely commit to without public support. Q3. How can renewable energy leadership help AI growth? AI needs massive power. Renewable energy ensures a stable, low-cost supply that can anchor high-tech industries. Q4. What can the government do differently? Utilize Australia's dollar sovereignty to fund public AI projects, renewable energy initiatives, and innovation hubs. Final thoughts: choosing leadership over complacency. Australian AI leadership is not a luxury. It is a necessity for economic independence and national resilience. The world is moving fast. China is already laying the groundwork for the energy and infrastructure backbone of the next century. If we do not match this with bold public investment, we will be left dependent and diminished. We can choose to lead. We can choose to invest in ourselves. The question is, will our leaders have the courage to act? What's your experience? Do you believe Australian AI leadership can be restored through public investment, or will we continue to fall behind? Share your thoughts below. We'd love to hear from you. Inspired by this article? See what others are saying on our reader testimonials page. Please share your thoughts via our reader feedback form. Your voice helps shape future content. Scroll down and leave a comment below to join the discussion. If this article resonated with you, explore more on political reform and Australia's monetary sovereignty at Social Justice Australia. Spread the word. Please share this article with friends, family, or your social networks to keep the conversation going and help build a fairer, more just Australia. Keep independent journalism alive. Support voices that challenge the status quo. We are 100% reader supported. No ads, no corporate strings, just honest, truth-driven journalism. If our work has informed or inspired you, please consider contributing. Donate now, one time or monthly. Even $5 helps us keep publishing. Together, we are making change possible. Already donated? Share the love by leaving us a quick review on Google to help others find us. Reference: China just changed the future of the US dollar forever.